WWE negotiations with Mercedes Moné has apparently fallen apart in the last 24 hours here, or with Sasha Banks, Mercedes, whatever you want to call her. But apparently, WWE isn't willing to give up the money for a top-tier wrestler in Sasha Banks. We'll go more into that. And a lot of interesting news is happening with AEW's Chris Jericho. Rumors are surfacing about apparently a backstage incident. I don't know how much truth is to that. It's just all speculation right now, but we'll go more into that. And Triple H, he dropped a major tease on a possible return of a former WWE champion on day one edition of Monday Night Raw. So much more going on into this episode of Pardon the Pipe Bomb. Let's hit that intro.
In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb. I have a dream, that's all I need. I'll make it happen with someone I can't believe.
Yeah, well, everything that's going on in WWE right now with Mercedes or Sasha Banks, however you want to remember her, possible AEW departures, AEW rumors that have happened backstage that is now just resurfacing on X or Twitter. But let's first talk about the first major story here right now, and that's with Mercedes Moné or Sasha Banks. Let's turn the clocks back, as the Joker would say. Mercedes, Sasha Banks, and Trinity, or I forget her name when she was in WWE right now. That's how much of an impact she has on Impact Wrestling. Get it? It is on good authority that Trinity walked out on WWE or on Vince McMahon. So Sasha Banks was just being a good friend and wanted to, you know, make it a point that she also was feeling that she was being treated unfairly in the business. So we fast forward. It is no secret that AEW has wanted Sasha Banks ever since that she has been away from WWE here. Now, me, I would personally love if Sasha Banks went to AEW and show her true value in another company to stick it inside of Vince McMahon and show Vince McMahon that she is just not a bottom tier or she has plateaued in the wrestling business. That could be far from the truth here. In AEW's All In or All Out pay-per-view, she was shown on screen more than once. It is not normal for a company to show a former world champion on television screen. It's not. If they were planning on showing her on TV more than once, they had a plan to sign her, to have a storyline for her, if Tony Khan was capable of a storyline. But she and AEW, plans were imminently that she was going to sign with AEW. Then, as we all know, those contract stipulations and the discussion of a contract, they all fell through. And she wasn't going to be signing with AEW anymore. And so after when that happened, now WWE came back into play because now Vince McMahon is out. Totally, for now, and Triple H is fully 100% control of WWE. So, Sasha Banks, Mercedes, she is definitely like, you know, I could definitely come back and hear your guys' offer. Now, while all this is going on, a week ago, Charlotte Flair signed the biggest WWE re-signed contract in women's wrestling history, inside WWE, that is. Now, I did not like this signing. I thought that Charlotte Flair is way overpriced. The only reason why that she got paid is because her last name is Flair. I've said this from the beginning whenever I started this podcast. Charlotte Flair is not even on the same tier as Becky Lynch, even, not even including Mercedes, Monet, or Sasha Banks. In my opinion, it goes Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, and maybe possibly Charlotte Flair. You could throw up in there the other wrestlers that are in the business today, but I'm just strictly talking about WWE here. And WWE, you know, that's where all the big time people go. And when this happened, when they signed Charlotte Flair to the biggest contract in women's history, all that I could say to myself is, well, they're out of the running for Sasha Banks to return to WWE. Because, like, I'm sorry to say this, guys, but WWE does have a budget. I know they're making all this money, but they need to have a budget in certain areas. They're not like AEW where they could just shovel out money, like whoever that they want to sign, they'll sign. I do like AEW, I do like Tony Khan, but Tony Khan's biggest flaw is that he just signs any wrestler that he wants to have on his company because he is a fan. Kind of like his father. I mean, his father isn't the biggest fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars, but he's a businessman. I know that's a terrible analogy here, but with Tony Khan, he just signs people who he wants to sign and he wants to become best friends with. He wants to meet them. That's his biggest downfall. So we fast forward now, a week later, and Sasha Banks is putting all these things on social media. She's putting all these little hidden messages that she's working out in a training facility. In the background was Triple H. A couple days ago when WWE was there for a live event, she was in the same area as her. I know it was in Boston. That's her hometown. But, you know, she posted on her story the arena that they were in. I mean, you can definitely tell that things were heating up and it was imminently that she was going to be signing with WWE. Well, now a report has come out earlier today, or earlier yesterday, that things were falling apart. But before they fell apart, a article came out that on Sasha Banks and Triple H related social media posts is getting people a lot to talk about here. And the former champion, Sasha Banks, seems to make it pretty clear that she's interested in returning to WWE because, let's face it, with Triple H in charge, it has to deal with a whole lot of it. And in a post sent out on December 24th, Sasha Banks, she wrote out the following: happy, happy holidays. All I want for Christmas is money. So fans, they read into it that her spelling out of Triple H was happy, happy, happy holiday, or yeah, happy, happy holidays, with three H's. So, I mean, like, you could look at it like that. I mean, that's kind of looking too into it. But then you fast forward a couple days later after that post, and the negotiations have fallen apart. And this is according to Fightful Select here. Fightful, they are reporting that the company was in talks with Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks, about returning. The dialogue was to be said to be friendly, but things did not progress to the point where both sides were both in agreement on a deal. WWE sources are claiming that they were the ones to walk away from negotiations. For what it's worth, Fightful Select reported last week that Banks' asking price was more than what Charlotte Flair is making on her new deal, so it's pretty clear that Sasha Banks is not signing anywhere for cheap. It's unclear if that was the issue that led to a breakdown in the talks with WWE, or was it something else? Fightful then added that another source in the company believed that she would be appearing elsewhere imminently, but they did not say where. It's no secret that AEW has been interested in signing her, and Tony Khan invited her to the All In event, like I said, back in London in August. At the time, there was a working plan for her if she ended up signing with the company. And, you know, other landing spots, I mean, she can go to TNA, she can go to New Japan Pro Wrestling again, but it's no secret that TNA was willing to spend the money. I mean, yo, they shoveled out a whole bunch of money to Will Ospreay, but he still signed with AEW, which I still did not like that signing. I thought that, you know, Will Ospreay can go to a newly branded TNA. Dude, the new owner, people keep forgetting that this dude has money, even though that they're hosting their events in gymnasiums and like little venues. But, you know, he's doing it smart. He knows that he can't fill up a college atmosphere arena. He knows that he can fill up a gymnasium, but he's doing it like Heels did on Stars. You know, as long as you have good storytelling, people will still come. It doesn't really matter. If you show that you can have good storytelling and good long-term booking, people will still come, and networks will find you interesting still. But like I said, people want to think that AEW is, you know, going to be imminently where she's going to be going. I mean, could it be in 24 hours that she's going to be in at World's End for AEW? Or is she going to be imminently somewhere else in 2 weeks at the TNA Hard to Kill? Now, TNA, like I said, they are pushing on the gas pedal and they're going full throttle with it, that they are rebranding. They're going to be another wrestling company to go up against with. And if Sasha Banks goes with TNA, I'm for it, because I'm actually liking what TNA is doing right now. I really wish they would have signed Will Ospreay, but that's another discussion here. And if, you know, Will Ospreay would have signed with TNA, this would have been a whole different topic right now. This headline would have been, TNA is in serious competition here. But if TNA is willing to spend the money to bring in some big names like Will Ospreay, what says that they can't bring in Sasha Banks or Mercedes Moné? And TNA, the owner, I'm doing a blank on his name, but he said they signed the biggest signing in TNA history. And Trinity, she's in like TNA, and TNA Wrestling has probably the best women's division out there right now. They have been for years. They take care of their women. And I know that Sasha Banks or Mercedes, she would love to work with Trinity again. It's a matter of when and not where, in my opinion. I think that she's imminently going to TNA Wrestling. I don't think she's going to AEW. I think that she knows that Tony Khan doesn't really know how to book. Yeah, she can make a lot of money, but I feel like that if TNA puts up the same type of number contract that she wanted with WWE, or if AEW threw out the same figure, I feel like that if TNA maybe had like a little lower price, maybe like we're talking like maybe $200,000 less, but still somewhere around the same money, I could see her definitely going to TNA Wrestling then. Mark my words, I feel like that she's going to be debuting on Hard to Kill. And with that speculation, then people are going to be going, and wherever she goes, I will definitely watch. Now, I want to turn our attention to Triple H dropping and kind of easing, steering his way into the rumorville that is going on Twitter right now. And he dropped a major tease for day one on WWE Monday Night Raw here. Triple H, he took to Twitter to address the rumor going around that a former WWE champion possibly returning to this Monday Night Raw. Triple H, he stated that he would not confirm or deny the rumors, but fans should stay tuned, as was first reported earlier via on Fightful Select here. WWE has been working on bringing back a former WWE champion who is not currently on the roster. There's no word on who this person might be. One person who can be ruled out is Sasha Banks, like we said, that, you know, with her contract being, you know, them not wanting to give her the money that Charlotte Flair type of money, which she deservedly deserves, but that's just my opinion. But it's pretty clear that WWE is expecting a big rating now, that they don't have to go up against Monday Night Football, and the buzz around this mystery person returning will help draw in more eyes onto the TV screen. Now, I personally, I have no idea who it could be. I don't know if it's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if it's a former champion that was with AEW, if they're talking about NXT champion, but I mean, it says right here, former WWE champion, so it has to be a big time name. I don't know if it's a, if it's somebody like a Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't know if it's somebody like a Batista. I don't know. I don't know who it could be, but whoever it is, I can only wonder and I can only feel that it has to be somebody with a big draw. Maybe, I don't know. I really don't know who it could be, but this is great for TV. Me, I have no idea who it is, so me, I'm going to want to tune in. If I would have just the slightest inclement of anybody who it could be, then I really wouldn't care less to watch it. I'll just find out on my phone or on Twitter. But now, I really want to know who it is, and I feel like Triple H is better at this than Tony Khan, saying, oh, we have a, a major announcement. I just feel like that it has to be somebody to that caliber, or maybe it could be Big E. Who knows? I have no idea. But this is, I love that Triple H is on Twitter and kind of interacting with people. It's basically him saying that, hey, I see you guys, I hear you guys, I am telling you, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned on for Monday Night Raw here. But I just had to get that in there. I don't know who else it could be. Yeah, it's definitely a doozer and a doozy one for me not to know who it could be. Or, dude, maybe it is Big E. Now that I think about it, I don't know, because it's day one of Monday Night Raw. It's a new day. I mean, it very well could be. If it is, that'd be kind of cool. But me, I don't know. I thought that Big E, I thought he was done wrestling. From my understanding, like in the middle of the year of 2023, he went in for a checkup and we haven't heard from him since. Maybe he's just been very quiet. I don't know. But if it is, it's going to be a very exciting Monday Night Raw to watch. That's for sure. Because I'm definitely going to be watching it. Everybody's going to be off. I think Triple H knows that everybody is going to have that day off. And he knows everyone's going to be home. There's not going to be a Monday Night Raw or a Monday Night Football game. So I think it's imminently expected that WWE Monday Night Raw is going to have a big night of a rating review here. Now, I really don't like going into a story that is just all speculation and rumors, but a lot of interesting things are happening with Chris Jericho right now. Nick Osman, he compared Chris Jericho to Harvey Weinstein, and I don't know why that all this is surfacing on Twitter right now, but this is pure speculation, but this, all this that's going on is apparently with Kylie Rae of AEW. So here's the deal that of what I've picked up on. This is a screenshot that I'm going to read off of. I don't know who it's from, but it has over 10,000 views, so maybe you've seen it, I don't know. But here's the deal. You don't quit the hottest fed going on today, AEW, without reason. Have it from people in the know that Kylie was asked to go to Chris Jericho's room with the understanding that others would be there. When she got there, it was just him. He made a pass on her. No other details were given at the moment, and she freaked out and walked away. There is a history with his accused behavior, by the way, and the original accuser of David Starr implying that there are potential accusations against Chris Jericho. Sometimes I stop to wonder how many young women out there are wondering if it's safe to post about Chris Jericho yet. And Kylie Rae didn't just like it, she replied with a heart emoji on it. Now, with all this being said, I don't know what the hell is going on. I woke up and I saw all this on Twitter. I thought that everybody was just still talking about Chris Jericho's huge thing that he did on Christmas morning. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's something to keep your eye on. I don't know if Chris Jericho is a piece of shit. I don't take him for that, but it's all speculation right now. Who knows? But I just thought that I would get that out there. But that's going to do it for me. Thank you all very much for joining me here on Pardon the Pipe Bomb. I just thought that I would get some of this great news out there. But if you guys like what you heard, please give me a thumbs up or give me a negative 5-star review down at the bottom of the review section. It really helps out the podcast very much. So if you guys also like what you heard, hit that subscribe button on any of the platforms that I'm on or whatever that you're listening to me on, either Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever that you are listening to. But again, thank you all very much for joining me. I'll see you on the next one.